Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I love being able to get the perspective of people who can look back for us and say, hey, what did we learn from it when it happened before? Or what do we learn when something like this happened before? And for that, we are counting on our next guest. Welcome in on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Paul Kengor. He is a professor of political science at Grove City College, as he joins us right now to talk about what we learned from last night's elections in the primary here in Pennsylvania. Paul, how are you? Good to have you on again.
Hey, Rick, good to be with you again. Thanks.
I realize it's not quite the same as when you used to be on with Paul Hansberger, but we'll have to make do, okay? So just be nice to the host, all right?
Yeah.
I know that you've been around
well,
for a
actually,
while.
Actually, I saw you, 2 weeks ago in Grove City College?
Indeed.
It was May 4th, and it was the day of the debate,
right,
at Grove City College. And
right,
at that point, I think the polls were McCormick and Oz around 25, 26, Kathy Barnett around 13. And then, in fact, remember our conversation, Rick, the Supreme Court had just leaked, right?
Yes.
The Roe v. Wade decision, apparently, possibly. And we said, you know, this is going to be a big night for Kathy Barnett because of her background. And it was after that debate that she pretty much, it was a three-way tie,
yeah,
for a couple of weeks until last night. And now it looks like it's kind of almost a two-way tie of all things.
Yeah, and it looks like, you know, all three boats were certainly pushed ahead by a surge of what previously had been undecided voters. And there was a big bubble there going into the primary of 32% who said they were undecided even a week and a half before the election. Where do you think this goes now? It looks like almost certainly it is going to be an automatic recount. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. In fact, I went to bed last night, and I went to bed pretty late, too. I was up watching for a while, and it was McCormick 31.3 and Oz 31.1. And when I checked about a half an hour ago, it was Oz 31.3 and McCormick 31.2.
Yep.
And it looks like there's about 2,000 votes separating them. And I think, Rick, I think there's about 30,000 mail-in ballots still out there.
Right.
So this is wide open, and it's very interesting. I mean, what's happened in the last several days, and I kind of sensed this going into yesterday, that people got a little skittish with Barnett in the last few days,
mm-hmm,
over the past weekend after she surged for a little while. And I think those people broke for McCormick. And, you know, none of the polls, you go to the Real Clear Politics average, and McCormick was not leading in any of the polls, although I talked to some McCormick people who told me that they were confident that he was going to win. And I don't think it was just campaign talk, right?
Right.
These are people that I know and trust. And so, you know, right now, here we are. And McCormick, I think, ultimately outperformed the polls. But, you know, some people had Oz winning maybe 37 to 26, whoever,
yeah,
over whoever in second, Barnett or McCormick. But right now, it's pretty much a dead heat. And, yeah, this is clearly going to trigger a recount. Anything within 0.5% triggers a recount. And it should start, the recounting should start, I think, pretty quickly after the mail-in ballots are all in.
Why does it take so long? Help people understand why it could be 2 or 3 weeks before we know.
Well, I guess the conservative in me would say government, right? Don't trust government. with this stuff, right?
Yeah.
In all seriousness, yeah, that's a lot of votes to go through. I was doing some tabulations about an hour ago. It looks like there are about 1.3, 1.4 million votes for the Pennsylvania Senate seat alone. And so that's a lot of votes to walk back through and go back through. I'm kind of surprised, Rick, at how the process seems to get real slow. I think the Secretary of State has to order a recount by May 26, I believe, next Thursday.
Based on state law, right.
Yeah, then it doesn't start till like June 1st, and it could take weeks. I don't know. Other than that it's a lot of votes, I'm just sorry to see that it's going to continue on for this long. I'd rather see resolution much quicker.
Paul Kangor joining us, professor of political science at Grove City College. Paul, do you think that there is any risk of people being disenfranchised with the system that it takes so long to get a result? I mean, you and I, we live and breathe this kind of stuff. We want to know because we want to know what's next and start thinking about the next race and all those. But do you think that people look at this and say, how can you have counted all of the votes to say we need to have a recount and that took 5 hours and yet it's going to take us 3 weeks to get the recount done? Is there a risk of disenfranchisement?
Yeah, and especially with, you know, given what happened in 2020, in November 2020, where so many people had questions, so many Trump supporters had questions about it. You know, right now you have the Dinesh D'Souza movie, 2000 Mules, which is out right now. That's doing really well, and that shows a lot of suspected potential, possible, right, voter fraud in Pennsylvania. So all of this very much kind of sours voters. But on the other hand, it doesn't seem to be driving them away from the polls, Rick.
Right.
And last night with Doug Mastriano running away with the governor's race. I mean, you know, what was it, 43-20%?
Yeah, it wasn't even
I mean,
close.
You know, you're not going to need a recount on that one.
Well, the same, though, goes for the Fetterman race against Connor Lamb. I mean, let's look at that one on the Democratic side of things. Did that one surprise you by the width of the margin there?
Yeah, it did. And it, in fact, well, let me say this. It didn't surprise me because the polls predicted it. And all the polls had Fetterman winning by 30 percentage points.
Okay.
And they were remarkably accurate. So they really did nail it. But I've been surprised all along that Connor Lamb couldn't come anywhere close to him.
Right.
And, you know, Fetterman is not an appealing candidate. He's very much coming from the far left. He's all around just kind of odd, unusual. You know, Lamb positions himself as a moderate, which he's not. I mean, he votes with Nancy Pelosi something like 98% of the time. But still, he was able to successfully run that way in Western Pennsylvania and beat some really good people in that for that Western Pennsylvania congressional seat.
Right.
So I thought Lamb would do a lot better. But the fact that Fetterman, and I counted the votes there too, Rick. And I think there's 1.2, 1.3 million Democrats who voted in that Senate race.
Right.
So
right.
It's not like there were a lot more Republicans that came out and voted for their candidate than the Democrats did. But I will say this. I think that Fetterman is easily beatable by either Oz or McCormick. And I think Republicans are probably taking comfort in that, at least today.
Well, we appreciate you being on today, Paul, and breaking these things down for us as we move along and know a little bit more about who's going to run in these various races. We'll have you back to help break those down for us, too, okay?
Yeah, hey, anytime, Rick. Thanks.
Paul Kangor joining us, professor of political science, Grove City College, here on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.